Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bethany Clock from the SPCA serving Erie County is with us in studio this morning with our news hound. Brian just said the Bills won big last night.
Yes.
SPCA wins big too, right?
Yes, we did. You're absolutely right. So every time the Bills score a home touchdown, Brandon and Haley Bean donate $100 to the SPCA to help with an animal.
So there's $400?
Yes, and I don't want to give it away. However, it's an animal who we have never, has never been a Mutfia draft pick.
Oh, okay.
Like the species of animal
correct.
Has never been?
Oh. I'll give you a hint.
It's a donkey.
No.
Okay.
No, it's an animal without legs.
Ugh.
Oh, it's a reptile.
It's a snake.
Oh.
No, snakes are just as great as other animals, I feel.
Really?
Sure. Okay, well, this didn't go as I thought it would go, but we're really excited about the snake.
I know a lot of people get
glad
excited about
is.
Snakes,
but
yeah, not us.
This was the wrong crowd to debut this on. I see that now, and I wish I could rewind 2 minutes. No, it's okay.
Oh, yeah. Well,
there's something for everybody at the SPCA.
Yeah, it just shows that there's an animal for everybody, just like you said.
Yeah, you know, for some people, there's the snake.
Yeah.
Those I want a list of those people, by the way, just so I can stay
they're a very nice
away.
Group of people, I'm sure.
And then there's people who might be interested in Fallon.
Yes. So Fallon came to us July 30th. She's a 55-pound mixed breed dog. Brian, can you tell what color her fur is with this picture?
Is this the brindle?
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful coat of fur.
Yes. So she has this soft brown brindle fur. She is just a little love bug.
Aww.
She lived with a child who was 8 years old, so if you have a kid, fine. When she went out with playgroup with another dog, she, I guess, just ignored the other dog. So it wasn't much of a playgroup.
Okay.
So if you have another dog, we would recommend a meet and greet, see what happens. But she's
ignoring is fine.
Ignoring is totally fine. You want that more than anything.
Yes. I do it all the time.
Yeah, in your playgroups?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she already knows a lot. She's house trained, which is another huge bonus.
Oh.
She knows sit, down, stay, and come.
Plug in dog.
Correct. So that's why I knew I had to do her when I saw her yesterday out with one of our volunteers, Jack.
All right. She's just sitting so nicely.
Yep.
In this picture.
She has that worried little face, but she's happy.
She says, pick me.
I know, please, not a snake. No, just kidding.
I think that perfect size, I would say medium size, is that?
I would say medium size.
Yeah, perfect size for a lot of people. Great look, beautiful coat of fur, like we said, 2 years old, knows all the basics.
Yep.
What more can you ask for? Fallon. And then, you know, if you like snakes...
Then
for whatever reason.
No.
You got that too.
Yes, we have a snake that you can adopt and give a nice loving home to.
So now this isn't under your purview because we're just north of the border, but I live in North Tonawanda, technically Niagara County, so not you, but you know, you're the animal expert here.
Oh.
I just want to know, what should I be feeding all the coyotes that are apparently in my backyard?
I would say nothing.
Okay.
I say you don't feed wildlife anything and you just let them do the circle of life on their own.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy the amount of sightings that we've had.
Have you heard them too?
I have not heard or see. Here's the thing: I believe that there's been a ton of sightings.
Yeah, I saw that on the news.
I don't believe that there are a ton of coyotes because I would have heard or seen one by. I feel like I would have.
So do you feel that maybe people are overreacting? Maybe they saw one and it's turned to 30.
I think a lot of people have just seen. You know,
the
maybe.
Same one?
10 or, you know, I don't think there's 100 coyotes roaming the streets. My dogs would have been going crazy.
Yes, they would have.
By the smell. I haven't seen that. My wife saw a possum on the way into work, though.
Possums are scary.
They have the most amount of teeth of any animal in North America.
Really? Yeah.
They have rows of teeth. And they're the only marsupial in North America, too.
Yeah.
So some people, if they see a opossum that's been hit, they will stop and check the pouch to make sure there aren't any babies in there. And if there are babies, they bring them to our wildlife department.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
Those people go right for the snakes, right? After. Yeah.
They've got to be the same people.
They are wildlife-loving people.
I don't know. There's something about that pointed face that I just...
I know.
Don't...
Really. Takes a lot to love.
Yeah.
It's
takes
ugly
a
cute.
Lot that I don't have.
Ugly cute.
Yeah, yeah.
But they also eat ticks in your backyard, so you want them.
Oh.
Yes,
yeah,
ticks.
You should have led with that.
An awful lot about them.
I do. I think those may be the only three facts I know.
That's pretty cool. All right, we're
three more to me.
Just over a week away from Paws in the Park.
Yes.
Does it look like a good year for this?
I think so. So it is Saturday, September 27th at Knox Farm State Park. And anybody who's ever been there, you know it's a beautiful setting. And it's our second year there. This year we have Buffalo Pod, which is party on demand. So we have a bar there. We have kids' activities. We have food trucks, in addition to the mile and a half walk. And the best part is you get to meet everybody's dog. So it's really a fun morning.
Wow. I love that Buffalo Pod, party on demand.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What a great idea.
Yes.
These people had, and it's going to be there. Paws in the Park. How do you get involved? How do you get all the information?
You're just going to go to yourspca.org, and the information will pop up first thing, and you can sign up there.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for coming in.
Let
us know how Fallon does.
I will.
All right, and we're glad that Mudfia Pot is continuing to climb, although next time pick a different animal, okay?
He was drafted. I can't do anything about it.
Fallon, Fallon's a goner. I'm just going to say that. Someone's going to walk away with him today. Check out the photo at WBEN, at your SPCA. Bethany, thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.